You're a blessing. Well, I'm glad you're here, Josh. Why don't you stay? Josh and Joni, we're almost done. We'd like you guys to prophesy over them. You probably weren't expecting that. That's why I wanted it. Everybody engage. Let's go. Josh and Joni Tanner.
Oh, that's a spot. Hallelujah. Hey, the Lord says he has given you a mantle that is heavier than you thought you could bear. But the Lord says that the weight of the glory of the Lord is coming upon you, Josh, and it's Joni, right? The weight of the glory of the Lord is coming upon you. And in the glory of the Lord, things become effortless. He's giving me this scripture in Luke, and I believe it's Luke 9:32 or 36, that says, "And when they were fully awake, they saw his glory." There is a fresh awakening coming to both of you. And it's an awakening to what God is doing in this hour, but also what he is planning to do. It's an awakening for the future, because you're going to see his glory. The glory of the Lord is coming upon the earth in greater measure than we've known in the past. And you will see it coming like the sunrise that suddenly begins to dawn over the mountains. Now, the sun has always been there, but you're going to awaken to see it with fresh eyes. The Lord says he's bathing your eyes so that you can see in the realm of the Spirit. You're going to see words of knowledge. You're going to have words of wisdom. The gifts of the Holy Ghost, which we so strongly believe in, is simply going to increase. And at the moment you need it, that gift will be there. You won't have all of them just oozing out of you all at once, but when you need it, it will be there. So you have, I see the Lord, the word that the Lord puts on my heart is he gives the Spirit without measure. We measure it, but he does not. And as you see the Lord in his glory, I see the Lord like Isaiah, high and seated on his throne. His train filled the temple. And of course, Isaiah immediately fell on his face and said, "I am, woe unto me, I'm a man of unclean lips." But the angel, and you're going to have angelic visitations, Joni, more and more and more. You're going to have angelic visitations when you're asleep, and you're going to come out of your sleep, and you're going to have this alertness in your spirit. In fact, at first, it might cause you a little bit of trepidation, and you'll get up and start walking through the house wondering what's disturbed the household when it's simply an angel of the Lord. Simply an angel of the Lord. How easily I said that. That scared me. Woo, Lord, send a big one. And the angels of the Lord, some of them come just to bring messages. Some just come to bring the comfort of the Lord. Some come to prepare you for something that's coming. But one of the first things out of their mouth is fear not. And the Lord says he wants to put his finger on that fear of the supernatural, because he's giving you discerning of spirits, Joni. And you functioned in it to a certain degree, but the Lord says he wants to enlarge that gift in you and cause you to see. And when you see with discerning of spirits, it can sometimes be a little scary. However, he's kind. He'll send a big angel. He won't send a big demon. So you can trust him. He will do it in a kind way. But this is going to be very natural for you. You'll see angels and demons as easily as you see people. But he will train you. You're going to be trained in dreams. And he's going to teach you how to differentiate in a dream what's from the Lord, what's from the enemy, and what's your own voice. There'll be three things you'll look for in a dream. And he's going to teach you how to interpret dreams. And In Daniel 1, I believe it's 17, he gave Daniel wisdom, interpretation, and dreams. He gave him revelation, amazing, amazing gifts. And he's given you that ability like Daniel had. And you're going to have grace to orchestrate things, to administrate things, and yet be deeply spiritual. Hallelujah.